One of the big advantages of having a website or an internet presence for small businesses is that it can actually mean a whole new way of doing business. And what I mean by that, let me explain. Traditionally what happens, and I'm very much in the small business arena here, so a lot of the small businesses I deal with are quite localized. So what tends to happen is that they develop into to work within a specific geographic area, and I'm going to use for this example the small business that's a joiner. And traditionally what would happen is that a joiner would promote themselves purely as a joiner, and they would do anything that joiners did. So they'll hang doors, they'll do window frames, they'll, you know, put in kitchens, or you know, a whole range of different things that they will do for specific clients. And essentially the way of doing business traditionally for small businesses is to try and be all things to all people. Now, I know that not every business actually tries to do that, but there is an element of working in a geographical area that you're limited by travel, you're limited by your ability to market, that you do work within what is a relatively small geographic area. Now, that can be 20 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles even, but it is, you know, a limited geographic area. And part of the reason that that happens is that you're limited by what you can market to. So if you use local or regional papers, newspapers for example, to market, or you're in one of the telephone directory types of promotional businesses, then that's fine, and you get found by people in your area, but you're also alongside a lot of other people that are doing the same sort of thing as you. The internet can allow us to do business quite differently, in as much as it does help and aid specialisms. Now, what I mean by that is that, let's go back to our joiner. One of the things our joiner is particularly good at and really enjoys doing and is very profitable for him is to actually manufacture staircases, manufacture installed staircases. Now, that's quite a specialist thing, and you know many joiners can do it, but not all will attempt it. If you had a method of promoting your skills as a staircase builder, i.e. through the internet, then you can suddenly bring yourself to a much wider audience. You can have a regional or even national presence in doing that, because people who go to the internet will not necessarily search for a joiner if they want a staircase. They'll search for a staircase supplier or manufacturer or installer. So promoting that specialism is a lot easier on the internet, and it also opens up your business to a lot more people. So it's a new way of doing business. The internet is really helps small businesses become very, very specialized in the sorts of things that they do. So there's an opportunity there for everybody to look at the sorts of things they do, look at the business that they do that is more profitable than other parts, that they enjoy doing and they feel they can actually promote. Then that can be built into the primary way of promoting it through the internet. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you don't do other things. Yes, I mean, if you are a joiner, then, you know, promote yourself as a joiner as well within a specific area. But if you were to specialise in one particular application, one particular type of thing that you do, then it becomes a lot more easy to promote that on the internet. So the internet can be a whole new way of doing business. If you look at some of the specialist sites that have developed, I mean, things like for example, in the early days, Amazon was only books. I know that they've actually diversified into a huge range of different things now. But, you know, they built their whole business model was on delivering books at a cost-effective and reasonable price. So specialising in certain things are very, very is very, very good to promote on the internet. And of course, you can build a lot of excitement around it by using social media and all the other bits and pieces that go with it. So have a look at your business and see, are there any specialisms out there that you may consider?